Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
All right, you're listening to Human Crafted Radio on KX93.5. It's Laguna's only FM, and I have Together Pangea in the studio. They are on tour. Actually, their tour is starting tonight in San Diego for their fourth record, Bulls and Roosters. We're going to talk to them about that, but first we're going to hear a live in-studio performance of a song off of the record. This is called Peach Mirror, and they are normally a quartet, but we have a stripped down. The whole band's here, but it's just going to be Roland and William playing right now. If you want to hear the full band, you can catch them tonight in San Diego. Let's just get right into it. Peach Mirror by Together Pangea, live at our Pearl Street studio.
Days I spend myself and there's nothing safe. Lost, lonely and high, lost, lonely and high. I know nothing has been saved, but at 25 all the I gave. Lost, lonely and high, lost, lonely and high. Breaknecks, breaknecks. It's okay to spread the disease. Awful is awful does. It's all because I'm lost, lonely and high, lost, lonely and high. Is this your place? I'm just visiting. I scrape my face and I pick my knees. Lost, lonely and high, lost, lonely and high. Spring is in my crystal vase, but right outside it's a fiery waste. Lost, lonely and high, lost, lonely and high. Breaknecks, speeds. It's okay to spread the disease. Awful is as awful does. It's all because I'm lost, lonely and high, lost, lonely.
Together Pangea, live on Human Crafted Radio. That's a song off of their latest record, Bulls and Roosters. That one's called Peach Mirror. What's up, William?
What's up?
That's a pretty sweet song.
Yeah, it's a nice one. It's actually a sequel to a song on our last EP called Blue Mirror.
Oh.
They're actually not that related. They just kind of have a similar riff.
Yeah, it's...
We thought it was funny to have a sequel song. We've never done that before.
Well, you can... Look at all the well, these aren't mirrors, but we have very colorful yeah. windows. You can write a song about each color.
Yeah, it's nice in here.
Yeah, are you guys in? Are you doing like a live thing right here? Or
we might be live streaming this
on
right
what?
Now for...
live on Instagram. Instagram live. What's your Instagram?
Together Pangea.
At Together Pangea, if you want to check out our studio and see what's going on here, we have William on acoustic guitar. We have Roland on electric, and we have the rest of the band sitting against the wall in the corner. Come say hi, hey, gentlemen.
Hello.
Oh, wait, let me turn on your mic. There you go.
Hi.
Hey. Who are you guys?
Eric, I play drums. This is Danny.
Hello.
Eric and Danny.
Dan-tan.
And then William and Roland. All four of them will be taking the stage tonight in San Diego. It is the kickoff of their 2017 tour for Bulls and Roosters, their latest record that just came out last month. You guys are going to be at the Irenic?
Yeah, the Irenic.
tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Should be cool. Exciting.
Oh, yeah. So you guys are playing with Tall Juan and Daddy Issues. That's tonight in San Diego. And then you're heading up to Los Angeles tomorrow. You'll be at the El Rey.
Yeah.
That's a great venue.
Hometown show. We haven't played a hometown show.
It's been like a year. Has it been 2 years?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's been
a
minute. Yeah, so you guys are all SoCal based, and you're playing SD and then LA tomorrow, and then you're basically taking off. So on a relatively extensive tour. So if
like you're 5 weeks.
Yeah, if your local following wants to catch you, if any of our listeners want to catch you locally, it's tonight and tomorrow. San Diego at the Irenic tonight, Los Angeles at the El Rey tomorrow night. And then if you miss those, you'll have to wait till they get back. So you guys just put out Bulls and Roosters. You're with a new label, Network. How's that going?
It's great. Wonderful. Network, great people. It feels really comfortable. We've been super stoked about it.
Yeah, we really like them. They definitely send us some great bands. So,
cool.
So happy to have you guys here. Bulls and Roosters. I was reading a little bit about the title and what it means to you. William, can you talk about the title of the record?
I can give it a shot. It was a John Baldessari piece that I saw at the Broad in L.A. The piece was talking about, it was like a handbook on how young artists can sell, and it was telling you what sells and what doesn't. Like, cows and chickens don't sell, but paintings of bulls and roosters do. And I just thought, I don't know, as a band, you kind of worry about
super
stuff like
sexist.
That.
So sexist.
Well, you just kind of worry about stuff like that. Like, oh, I like this song, but will other people like it? Or like, will people...
Is it a cow or a bull?
Is it a bull or a cow? And I think for this record, we were trying not to think about that kind of stuff. And so I feel like that was how it related.
Yeah, so you're writing and you're thinking about the competing ideas of commercial success and artistic expression and just being yourself. And what you came to the conclusion of is that, you know, you have a punk rock and, you know, really do-it-yourself roots. You have those are your roots, but it doesn't mean you can't have strong hooks and melodies and write something that everybody can get behind.
Right. Like, I think even when we've tried to fake it, we're just not good at faking it. So I think we just write what we write.
Yeah, you have to stay true and be real.
Yeah. It just ends up being real no matter what. We can't even try.
And I mean, we named it Bulls and Roosters, not Cows and Chickens. So it's like still navigating the want and need to like have some level of success while being like the artists.
Yeah, right on.
Just trying to write what we like.
Yeah, it's a balance, you know? And I think on this record, you guys are definitely coming into a new space in your own. So
cool.
We really love it. Peach Mirror is awesome. You have another song off the album you want to play for us?
Yeah.
What's next?
Is It Real? These are two songs that are actually a little bit different than the rest of the album. It just seems like they'd work acoustic. It's fun to do this acoustic thing. We don't really do this very often.
It sounds great. I love hearing, you know, the full production of the record, but it's also great to hear, like, this is usually how songs are written, you know, a dude and his guitar.
Totally.
And I don't know if that's how you first started writing these songs.
That's a lot of this is the guitar. It's got like holes in it because our van crashed and it got thrown out of the window. So like the guitar's got big holes in it.
Oh my gosh, it is beat up.
Yeah.
Love it. Love that character.
It's my favorite guitar.
And it's called a Taka?
It's like a rip-off of a Gibson Jumbo. But
interesting.
Yeah, it's like a Japanese rip-off Taka.
Interesting.
I don't know anything about it.
Well, if you're just tuning in, this is Together Pangea. We're about to hear a stripped-down acoustic version of a song off of their latest record, Bulls and Roosters. This one is titled, Is It Real? Take it away, guys.
Is it real? Am I high? Is it
Too far out, man.
Very good.
That was a live performance of Is It Real? A single off of the record, Bulls and Roosters, that they just dropped. This is Together Pangea. Yeah, man. Really creative writing.
Cool. Thanks, man.
I dig it.
Thanks a lot.
And I was reading your bio. You know, I relate to this thing, and since that song is called Is It Real, we're going to get real for a second. I read that you wrote some songs in rehab back in 2015. And I can relate to that. Oh,
yeah.
This dude over here, come here.
This is the first album that Danny has three songs that he wrote on it.
Hold on to me. So, I was reading. So, I have this similar experience. I was in rehab back in 2014. I found a guitar, just like I found this little crappy blue guitar, and stuff just poured out. So, what songs on the record came from that experience?
Really only one song. Which is actually a Kenmore Avenue, which is, I think, technically the newest single, maybe.
Yeah, I'd say so.
But, that song I wrote, I think that was, like, one of the first ones that I actually started, that I actually wrote out of, like, I think I wrote, like, 10 songs in there. I mean, it's a good thing to do, to have a guitar if you're in that situation.
They take your phone, right?
They take your phone.
So we brought you, like, a little tape deck.
You take, like, you don't really have it. You get, like, things back. You get to, like, earn back things if you're, like, good. Like, you get your privileges and stuff like that. But there's a really cool program called Music Cares. It's a part of the Grammy Foundation that got me in there. So because I came in through them, they let me bring a guitar in. So I would, like...
That's awesome.
I would, like, run up to my room and, like... I got in trouble a couple times for doing that. And you're not supposed to go be alone in your room.
Someone tried to take one of the counselors tried to take the guitar away from me, and then my case manager was like, "No,
yeah,
I'm going to talk to her. Like, that's impossible."
They had a guitar there that you could check out, like at, like, you know, whatever recess or whatever they called it. But, like,
recess.
I mean, it's for me. It's just always,
it's called smoke breaks.
Yeah, smoke
there's no
break.
Recess.
Well, I was, you know, but it's like going to high school for being an idiot kind of thing. So it feels like recess. Anyway, but I remember every time, like, somebody would check out that guitar, like, a million people who didn't know how to play guitar would, like, crowd around and be, oh, let me play for a second. They put Smoke on the Water, like, wrong or something like that. So, like, or, like, bad, like, you know, like a Sublime song, like, wrong. So, yeah, it was good to bring my own one in and just...
Yeah, it's a great time for reflection and writing and...
So this song, Kenmore Avenue, I think it's the third song on the record.
So you guys played two songs live in studio. I actually wanted to play one off the record, like,
cool.
as we say goodbye. So would that be a good option, or what's a good song to play?
Perfect. That's a great one.
Let's
to play
that song. And yeah, man, I definitely feel you. Shout out to Music Cares. They're a great organization.
They are.
You should support them if you can, because they support musicians who need help. And, I mean, we all need some help, so... Yeah. Let's spread the love.
These guys are okay. I needed help. So
I don't know. William seems kind of dark. I feel like...
No, not at all.
I feel like William has a dark side. Well, guys, this has been really fun. Let's remind everybody, if you're just tuning in, this is Together Pangea. They are about to start their tour for their latest record, Bulls and Roosters. You can catch them tonight in San Diego at the Irenic. And that's going to be with Tall Juan and Daddy Issues. And then they're moving up to Los Angeles tomorrow night at the El Rey Theater. After that, they're skipping town. They'll be heading to Vegas. So make sure to catch them either tonight in San Diego or tomorrow in Los Angeles. And, yeah, follow them on their social medias, their website. You want to give people some links real quick?
Yes, at Together Pangea or togetherpangea.com.
And if you can't spell Pangea, look it up.
Yeah, P-A-N-G-E-A. Yeah, Together Pangea.
Oh, I spelt it wrong.
Really?
I thought it was P-A.
Yeah.
You can use either one.
Either one's fine. Our band name is
P-A-N-G-E-A.
What's the difference between that and the A-E-A?
They're both, apparently, if you're talking about the original continent, like, you can use either spelling, it doesn't matter. But if you're talking about the band, it's only the one spelling.
So are you guys, like, one continent?
Not at all.
Just like, I don't know. The name's origins are interesting.
It.
It's enough for another time.
Okay. All right, you guys, have fun on your tour. Have fun in San Diego tonight and L.A. tomorrow. Thank you so much for coming in and playing some stripped down tracks off of Bulls and Roosters. And come back soon.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. All right. This is a track off of their latest record. It's called Kenmore Avenue. You're listening to Human Crafted Radio on KX 93.5.